Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, July 8th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. The UK's Information Commissioner's Office announced plans to fine British Airways £183 million for violating GDPR rules in a 2018 data breach that affected over 380,000 people. The ICO's investigation found that poor security arrangements led to the breach of credit card information, names, addresses, travel booking details, and logins. GDPR allows for a fine of up to 4% of a company's worldwide turnover, with the British Airways fine amounting to 1.5% of its 2017 revenue. British Airways now has 28 days to appeal the ruling. Amazon subsidiary Kuiper Systems filed an application with the U.S. FCC to launch a fleet of satellites to provide global broadband coverage. According to the filing, this would include 3,236 satellites in 98 orbital planes at altitudes ranging between 366 and 391 miles above the Earth. The filing also acknowledges the need to share spectrum with competing companies like SpaceX, OneWeb, and Iridium. Kuiper Systems could begin offering broadband service after its Phase 1 rollout of 578 satellites, although we should note the filing did not detail when or who would launch these satellites. MoviePass shut down services to customers as of July 4th at 5 a.m. According to CEO Mitch Lowe, the shutdown will last several weeks to complete work on a new app. During this time, the service won't accept new signups or charge existing customers. Subscribers who have already paid for the month will be automatically credited for downtime once MoviePass resumes service. A security flaw in the 7-Eleven Japan 7Pay mobile app resulted in roughly 900 people losing a total of 55 million yen since launching on July 1st. This was caused by a poorly implemented security password reset, which allowed anyone to request password resets on accounts and have that reset link sent to an email address not linked to that account. Requesting a reset only required an email address, date of birth, and a phone number, and users who did not put in a birthday during account creation received a default of January 1st, 2019. 7-Eleven Japan has shut down the service on July 3rd and promised to compensate all users who lost funds. Apple is testing biometric sign-ins on the web with iCloud.com. Users running the betas of iOS 13, iPadOS 13, and macOS Catalina who go to beta.icloud.com can choose to sign in with Face ID or Touch ID. At WWDC this year, Apple announced that sign-in with Apple tools would be available to developers this summer, ahead of the feature's public launch in September. Mozilla denied claims by the UK's Internet Service Providers Association that it plans to enable DNS over HTTPS by default in the Firefox browser in the UK. The ISPA and the UK government have expressed concern that DNS over HTTPS could get in around ISP blocks on sites either banned by the government or voluntarily blocked by ISPs at the request of child protection groups or parents. Firefox includes support for DNS over HTTPS since November 2018, but it is not enabled by default. Mozilla did state it is in talks with European partners to bring the feature to more European users. Tesla CEO Elon Musk tweeted that the company will most likely begin upgrading older Tesla models with its new custom self-driving chip by Q4. Musk previously stated this upgrade would be free for anyone who purchased the full self-driving software package and would upgrade cars based on the Hardware 2 platform. Tesla vehicles produced since March already use Tesla's new chip design. Chrome browser Canary Nightly builds show a new feature called Global Media Controls. When a video is playing in any tab on the browser, a play icon is shown next to the URL bar. Clicking on it reveals further controls, letting users pause, play, or skip forward and backwards in the video without switching to the tab. Early tests found that the feature didn't work with all video sources currently, and no word on when or if Global Media Controls would come to the main Chrome browser release channel. And finally, Alphabet's self-driving car subsidiary Waymo began testing complimentary Wi-Fi in its Phoenix-based Waymo One self-driving fleet, along with making sure all vehicles come with an installed child seat. This follows the addition of ad-free music streaming from Google Play Music for passengers, launched in April. Waymo One service is currently being trialed by 1,000 users in a 100-square-mile service area around Phoenix, Arizona. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, and you can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.